Gaining confidence in awareness is the key to the universal source code. And by the power of resting imperturbably as awareness, no matter what appears, you gain access to the source code of not only this universe, but all world systems. Conscious intelligence is the unifying and organizing condition of all world systems, no matter what they are, those we know about and those we don't know about. And so in order to have access to the source code, the key instruction is to remain as that naked intelligence for short moments repeatedly until it becomes automatic. Now, you know, it's really obvious what the power of that conscious intelligence is. All we have to do is look at ourselves and look around us, and we can see that it has a tremendous power and a dynamic and unconfined capacity. Its capacity of creativity is unrestricted. It's completely unrestricted. And its ability to innovate is completely uncontained. There's no limit to it or restriction whatsoever. And so what it comes down to is that you can either sit around and think about all this or rest. One or the other. And, you know, including thinking about things like achieving great powers or wanting them right now or whatever it is that is appearing, the response is to remain as that conscious intelligence. Because these powers don't come about by thinking about them or wondering why you're not exhibiting them. They come about through maintaining aware intelligence in all circumstances and no other way. And furthermore, aware intelligence is essentially a ground of absolute benefit. And the way that that is demonstrated in a human being is in perfect mental stability, part of which is compassion, unremitting compassion, and the actual ability to be a profound benefit to oneself and others through profound insights and skillful activities. So you see, unless this unremitting compassion is present, which is an unremitting warmth and kindness involving all phenomena, then it is impossible for these super complete powers to come about. So they go together. So you see, to just be aware doesn't indicate anything. The awareness must be exhibiting, demonstrating this incredible compassion and perfect mental stability, warmth and inclusivity of everything that is. And that doesn't mean that you act sweet and nice all the time either. That is really heading down the wrong road. However you are, that's how you are in any given moment. But however you are, it will be of great benefit. And so that's just the way that is. And Adam, in answer to your question, how would it change the nature of reality if you had every symptom in the world and took every medication in the world. That's right. So you see, the nature of reality isn't dependent on conduct or of any kind. And so you have to come to this conclusion in your own experience. And one comes to that conclusion in their own experience as well by knowing that all conduct whatsoever is included and contained within the sovereign judge of everything, and that is awareness. So if you're engaging in conduct that's totally harmful to yourself or others, whatever it might be, then it's clear that that warmth of unremitting kindness and compassion isn't present. So you see, the key distinction is, does the conduct have a beneficial outcome? Now, throughout time, there has been conduct engaged in that has been very radical. But whenever someone who has realized awareness engages in some kind of radical or extreme conduct, it has the effect of being of great benefit. For example, someone might do something totally startling and everyone will just stop and lose their mind completely. And so, you see, that's an example of skillful means. So who knows, for you may have to have every symptom in the world and take every medicine in the world. Who knows? but with it will be the increasing confidence and awareness. And so, you know, there are stories, including my own, of people in very extreme circumstances who have been able to gain greater and greater confidence and awareness due to those circumstances. And one of the stories I like to tell is a story about a great Tibetan Lama who fled Tibet and went to India when the Chinese invaded. And prior to the invasion, he was a great Lama in Tibet, and everyone received teachings from him, even the Dalai Lama. And so he was one of the greatest Lamas who has ever lived. And he wore brocade robes and lived extremely well like a king and sat on a golden throne, and he'd have thousands of Lamas coming to him for teachings. And other people as well. And then suddenly he had to leave Tibet or try to leave. And so he left with many, many people, I think, a couple of thousand. And of that number, only 30 made it. And so you see, by the time he got to India, he had already faced extreme circumstances he never dreamt or imagined facing. And then when he got to India, no one really knew who he was or cared about who he was. And 'cause there wasn't anyone in India who really understood what he had to say. And so he ended up living on the banks of the Ganga and Rishikesh and begging for rupees so he could eat every day. And then after that, he was a dishwasher in Calcutta in a hotel. And he entered into a very severe depression and physical sickness. And you know, what did he say about that? He said that it through it all, he had greater and greater confidence and awareness. Now, eventually, he did begin teaching again around the world and made incredible contributions to many people. And so, you see, we never know what's going to happen. And we can't count on awareness looking like anything in particular. So, you know, it's just like with this person. You never know what a teacher's skillful means will look like. Like his skillful means involved all kinds of things that most people might not consider as skillful activities. They might think there's something else. But he had an important teaching to communicate. And this is the form in which it was communicated. And so he too didn't even know what the skillful activities would be from moment to moment. So don't develop any fixed reference points. Awareness is always at rest. All phenomena, being only aware, pure intelligence, are already at rest. And so the essence of everything is that complete restful stability, perfect mental stability. That is the essence of everything. So why look anywhere else? Why question or doubt or anything at all? Or speculate. When questions, doubts, speculations come up, remain as you are. It's guaranteed that whatever's appearing will resolve naturally in and of itself without anything being done. This is the nature of everything. There's no one to tweak anything or fine-tune it. The moment you start to think about everything, then you're a subject who's trying to fool around with all these objective points of view, and you got the whole story going on. Hi, Sophie. So it's very simple, and keep it simple. Keep it simple, sweetheart. Kiss. There's nothing to do, so just enjoy life in your totally restful, stable condition. Enjoy the perfect mental stability that's already complete within yourself. If you don't take the opportunity to enjoy that, then you'll just be freaking out at every turn or every other turn. Right? Because there are a lot of ideas, a lot of points of view to freak out about, right? There is a ceaseless display. And so by the power of resting imperturbably, you come to terms with that. That there is a ceaseless display. There's no particular state to get into, as all phenomena only are aware intelligence. There's only aware intelligence arising as whatever phenomena or point of view is being experienced. There isn't a separate observer of the point of view of the phenomena ever. It's only aware intelligence as whatever is appearing. It's never been split up into someone observing something and something being observed. And so you don't even have to think about those things. Remain as you are and become convinced of the reality that all phenomena have no independent nature. That's it. That is the union of awareness and primordial purity. And there's nothing greater than that. Primordial purity meaning that all phenomena whatsoever are free of independent substantiality. All phenomena upon examination cannot be found to have any kind of independent nature whatsoever. There's nothing about them by which they are self-created. Not you, not me, and not anyone else. And so, give up all need to think about this, to analyze it, to speculate about it, to try to add a little something in order to make it more interesting or whatever you're thinking. Just take it easy. Just for this moment, take it easy, that's all. I'm going to read parts of Inquiry 3 now and comment on it. How are the inquiries going for everyone? Is there anyone who doesn't like them? There may be moments of not liking them. Maybe not, but there may be. If there are, what to do? Yeah, you see, because that's the basic thing. We got to fix things up. So if there's a phenomenon or a point of view we can't deal with, we want to fix it up somehow. Put some little horns on it or whatever. Inquiry 3 is where and how did this I am arise in awareness? The action we rest as awareness. The Inquiry 3 commitment is all points of view are like a mirage. Now, in remaining as awareness, it becomes very clear that all points of view appear within that awareness. Is there anyone who isn't clear on that? It's very simple, and so it's very straightforward. And so the idea that you are or that I am, that's just another point of view appearing in awareness. One instant there might be I or I am, and the next instant there's something else. I am a man, I am a woman, or whatever. And see, these are all points of view appearing simultaneously within awareness, but they are not connected to each other in any way. One point of view is only, it's not, it doesn't have a cause and effect relationship with any other point of view. Because remember, awareness is a seamless expanse in which everything is equal and uniform, spontaneously uniform. So there isn't any kind of cause and effect relationship in between points of view or phenomena that are appearing. A movie is comprised of a medium of blank film or electronic space in which individual frames appear to be one smoothly flowing film. Have you ever seen actual film and you can see all the stills, the frames within it? And so it either is like that, or more fundamentally, it's comprised of electronic space or digital space these days. And when these individual images are moved at a certain speed, then it appears to be a smoothly flowing reality. It looks like all these individual images are reality, right? So we go to the movies, we suspend our disbelief, and we sit there, and we never even think that these are individual still images that are moving to smoothly into a flow of a story. We never even think about that. Similarly, the conventional outlook on life is comprised of individual points of view that appear to be one smoothly flowing reality. So you see, it's very similar. No simile is ever complete, but this is really a good one. All these individual points of view are similar to the individual frames or stills in a movie. And just as there can be no frames of a film without a medium, there can be no phenomena without conscious intelligence. It's impossible. So you see that without the medium, the film would not be, and without conscious intelligence, phenomena would not be. And in a very similar way, we create a smoothly flowing reality that appears to be sequenced and just is so convincing, in the same way that we might sit in an action thriller and be totally on the edge of our seats and absorbed in what's going on, right? And so another important point of Inquiry 3 is we rest as awareness. So we all rest as awareness, whether we are aware of that or not. We all rest as awareness. It's impossible that any phenomenon whatsoever is not resting as awareness. If we don't know that, it's only because we haven't recognized it. We still are resting as awareness, even if we haven't recognized it. The fundamental nature of reality is complete in itself. It doesn't matter what anyone is thinking about. Seeking to understand that which cannot become an object of thought causes points of view that obstruct understanding. And so this is really important to the whole matter of resting as awareness. If we try to seek to understand rest or awareness, then we can't do it because it never becomes an object of thought. It is all objects of thought, but it never becomes them. So you see, it's impossible to understand awareness via any other means than remaining as you are in the direct encounter with all phenomena. In this way, more and more you recognize yourself as the medium of the points of view rather than as the points of view themselves. If you start to think about everything that's going on, that just causes more points of view. And then that obstructs gaining confidence and awareness. So no matter what comes up, joy, exultation, extreme clarity, bliss, emptiness, or wicked depression, or obsessive concerns about your health, or about subjective identity, or whatever it is, what is the answer? What is the solution to all problems? Rest. Remain as you are. Maintain the fundamental condition. And more and more, you will have increasing confidence in it. It's as simple as that. It's only because you've been convinced that the smoothly flowing film of points of view is real, that you believe that it is. And the only way to cut through that and to see through that is to maintain the fundamental condition, just that and nothing else. By not understanding in one's own experience that the natural condition is the single nature of all phenomena, one subtly conceives a separate dimension of something. But, you know, even in some circumstances, people have very refined points of view that aren't the ordinary points of view. And then they subtly conceive a separate dimension of emptiness and wisdom in terms of cause and effect. So people believe that there's phenomena, but then there's a subtle dimension of emptiness and wisdom that is separate or apart from phenomena. But you see, it's the phenomena itself, whatever it may be, that is self-arising emptiness and wisdom. There isn't a separate dimension or subtle state to get into. And so this is a very key point. Altered states of point of view are still points of view. Unless there has been this complete resolution of all phenomena, the great outshining of phenomena by the native condition, then there isn't true awareness. It's not a separate dimension at all. It's the transparency of the only condition there is, and that condition is non-dimensional. It's non-arising and it's zeroless. So how could it be possible to describe it or to get to it by thinking about it? The only possibility whatsoever is to situate yourself in the identity with and as that native condition rather than thinking about it. If you attempt to get into another dimension or some kind of altered state, if you try to create a special state, then you'll be very far from what awareness is. Even though it may seem that it's not at all like other points of view, so you feel you've completely resolved points of view by entering into this state, you'll just be in a state of point of view that you haven't known about before. And there are so many examples of this that it's almost alarming. As this amounts to affirming a cause that does not exist, and conversely an effect that does not exist, one remains blind until they achieve certainty that is free of affirming and negating. So to say, oh yes, bliss, that's what it is, or clarity, that's what it is, or emptiness, that's what it is, or no thoughts of self, that's what it is, or no thought at all, non-conceptual states, that's what it is. These are all just points of view. Bliss, clarity, non-conceptuality are implicit in every single phenomenon already. So it's not a separate state. It's whatever phenomenon is occurring right here. It's the spontaneous self-release of the here and now. There's no way whatsoever to get away from the spontaneous self-release of the here and now. And that's what conscious intelligence is, the spontaneous self-release of the here and now of all phenomena whatsoever. So take it easy. There's no need to think about it. It's already been all written down and for your support and delight and utmost freedom. So just enjoy the ride. There's nothing to affirm and there's nothing to negate. Phenomena are not, there isn't any phenomenon whatsoever that is a source of either promise or peril. It can't bring any benefit and it can't bring any harm either, whether it's your own thinking or your own conduct or your own emotions or whatever it is, people, places, or things. So stop trying to change everything if you're trying to do that and remain as you are. And as you remain as you are, all of your affirming and negating and looking at things as promising or perilous or beneficial or harmful, it'll completely subside into the naked native condition that is saturated with complete stability and with beneficial intent. What else is there to know other than the source of all that is knowable? So all points of view, no matter what they are like a mirage. A mirage is a phenomena that is, you can't really say where it began or that it endured or where it ends. If there's only the momentary self-release of the here and now, then every single thing you might think about a mirage is a separate point of view that creates the overall mirage, just like the separate frames of a film create a movie. And so you see, there isn't anything that's ever something in and of itself. Upon examination, it cannot be found to exist in any way in its own right, nor can it be found to originate, endure, and then end. And all points of view whatsoever cannot be found to have an independent identity, an identity that makes them be what they are. There's only one thing that makes them be what they are, and that is conscious intelligence that is never made into anything. Yet all of this wondrous dynamic energy is its display. Now, part of what you will have today in Inquiry 3, and some of you have already received Inquiry 3, is a section called Everyday Awareness. And I have given a commentary on this section. Can someone provide the link to that commentary to all the participants? Thank you. So there's an MP3 file on the internet, and if you don't know anything about MP3 players, someone here can teach you about them. And in fact, while you're here, we could have an MP3 player sent to you here and show you how to use it, and show you how to download things onto it, and also help you download all the current files onto it. So we have full support for you if you want that. And then you can also, if you have a computer, just listen to it on your computer, download it to your hard drive and listen to it on your computer as a sound file. Or you can burn it to a CD if you have a CD drive in your computer. And then you can listen to it in your car if you have a CD player. And you can also listen to it in your car or through speakers in your residence with an MP3 player. So you see, there's no shortage of ways that you can hear this. That's what I'm pointing out. In other words, You don't have any excuse for not listening to this thing. But it's very comforting because it talks about the topic of the file, which is everyday awareness, what everyday awareness is like. And so listen up and you'll enjoy it, I think. Now, another point that comes up in inquiry three is short moments repeated many times. Are you surprised? We rest as awareness. We all rest as awareness together, whether we know it or not. And through short moments repeated many times, we become more and more aware of that. That's the simplicity of it. This is something anyone can do. There isn't anyone anywhere who cannot rest as awareness for at least a moment. And when we do that repeatedly, we find that the awareness is self-kept as a natural outcome of these repeated moments of rest. So we don't have to try to keep a state of awareness, because by gaining confidence and awareness, we already have gained that confidence. And by virtue of gaining that confidence, by the power of gaining that confidence, then we're more likely to want to rest repeatedly. This is just the way it is. So it's self-affirming and self-fulfilling through this simple process of non-doing. When we feel doubt, what do? We say we have doubts about awareness. So, am I really resting as awareness? Or is awareness really the fundamental condition? Or is this really going to take me all the way? Or whatever it might be. The only thing to do is rest. We can develop all kinds of stories about that. But if we do, then we'll be distracted by our stories. Or if we say, wow, I can't drink molten lead today, something must be wrong. Or, you know, I don't feel like I'm going to live 1,000 years. Oh, boy, something must be wrong. It must not be awareness. I must not be resting. Well, you know, these are now stories about awareness. You know, who cares? You know, who cares if you can drink molten lead or not? And you know, there are all kinds of stories from the great tradition about people who have wanted to drink molten lead, or, you know, they've been engaging in all these incredible yogic practices to try to achieve the rainbow body, or to try to dissolve their body into clear light, and this kind of thing. And, you know, either their teacher tells them, or they might have a dream where they see that's the wrong course of action. Because the fundamental nature of awareness is such that its demonstration, sign, and evidence is increasing. The increasing power to be of benefit to oneself and others. And the way that actually comes about in your experience is that your voice, your mind, and your body are engaged in beneficial activity. So that's the sign, evidence, and demonstration of resting as awareness. It isn't drinking molten lead and 10,000 liters of beer and performing all these other feats. Whenever great beings have exhibited those feats, they've exhibited them only to convert people to the teaching of resting as awareness. So they have been used as skillful means, not as an end in themselves. So this is very important to realize. It's just like anyone who rests as awareness to the degree of having complete confidence in that 24/7 without even resting can do whatever they want to do, But what they mostly are impulse to do is to be of benefit. And so whatever means is necessary for that, that's what'll come about. And so it's just like all of a sudden in your software of awareness, a menu drops down and it has all the powers on it, no matter what they are. You can just choose your power, whatever it is. But you see, anyone who's really realizing awareness, complete naked awareness, their primary interest is going to be of benefit. And their primary powers that are exhibited, the greatest powers have always been the power to introduce people to awareness, to introduce many people to awareness, and also support people in gaining complete confidence in that. Those have always been the greatest powers throughout all of time. And so these other powers that are displayed are in support of those two primary great powers. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So don't get sidetracked by... I don't want to see anybody out there under the tree trying to drink molten lead. Or heating oil or whatever to prove a point. And so, you know, your very own awareness is the center of the universe. Isn't that incredible? Your very own awareness is the source code of the universe and everything within it. So go direct to the source rather than getting sidetracked by a bunch of ideas that don't apply.